Speaking to Studio 7 today in Kenyan capital Nairobi during a joint African and European Union Economic and Social Stakeholder Network conference, they called on the government of Zimbabwe to respect workers and voices of its citizens. Ms. Rose Omamo, General Secretary of Amalgamated Union of Kenyan Metal Workers, said the situation in Zimbabwe was very bad.
As a leader in the Kenya trade unionist and as a worker and as an advocate of social justice, I support the workers, the civil servant workers who are on strike fully because the government has failed to pay for their salaries, which is against the law.
The Southern Africa Trade Union Coordination Committee Executive Secretary Austin Muneko said the workers deserve to take such action because the government has taken them for granted for too long.
We just returned from the International Labour Conference in Geneva, where Zimbabwe's case was again appearing on the Committee on the Application of Standards. And there were a number of emerging issues, and some of them which are now leading to the actions workers now are taking in Zimbabwe, the non-payment of salaries. So we saw these things coming, and I think the workers have been just pushed to the limit.
Others bemoaned the use of force by government in a bid to crush public protest. Is what happened in some eastern suburbs of the capital Harare on Monday. At least 94 people were arrested following skirmishes between the police and members of the public. Chief Executive Michael Goaseb of Namibia's Economic and Social Justice Trust said government has to respect its citizens.
As an economic and social justice activist myself, we have definitely empathy with our colleagues in Zimbabwe. So we really support the colleagues in Zimbabwe and would really like the authorities to make way for evolution to give others also a chance.
Brussels-based Zimbabwean International Trade Union Confederation Deputy Secretary General Wellington Chibebe said people back home have genuine grievances. Government has not reacted to some of these concerns. Reporting for Studio 7 in Nairobi, Kenya, this is Kandri Maramba.